Maybe That's It, where we share our experience as first-generation Haitian Americans through a different perspective on our culture while creating a safe space. I'm Elisa Fania.
I'm Soraya. And welcome. So, funny story. We have to re-record because life... No.
Background noises.
Yeah, it's very hard to edit things and you don't know what's going to happen until you get
Listen to the final product
and try to edit it, so.
That's fair. We do need to, like, put headphones on to then hear, to then see how it sounds.
But, like, you can't hear it in the moment. Like, in the moment, it sounds like, oh, yeah, it's loud, but you don't know what the microphone is picking up.
No, you can. I've watched videos.
It's real.
We're just, you know, at-home podcasters learning the tricks of the trade.
I mean, I've heard podcasts with
yes.
crazy things happening in the background, and I still listen if the content is good.
Yes.
So I hope y'all are still listening. Damn, you got me first. I am just focused on finishing the week off and going into our vacation, our cousin's vacation.
I'm so excited.
We have a beach house. Most of our cousins are coming down, most of the ones from our first cousins trip, and it's gonna be a good time. And I don't have days off because capitalism, and but I'm gonna try to, you know, enjoy every hour, every moment. So
wait, you have no...
I have like 8 hours of PTO, but like I'm not gonna, you know, like I'll use it if I have to, but
darn. Okay.
It's just what it is. Sac passé with you.
I'm exhausted. Like, sitting here right now, it hurts. I'm just so tired.
Do you want to lean back or something?
It doesn't even matter. Like, leaning or, like, I'm just energetically exhausted, physically exhausted, emotionally exhausted. My body just... I think doing this cleanse or this fast... I'm realizing
Are
that
you fasting?
The sex fast.
Oh.
Realizing that I have just been taking on every, no matter who it is, it's just I'm taking energy in from everybody, and I'm realizing I have not protected my energy. I had a full ball cry last night driving to my house, like just because I was tired, just because I was just like I just need a bubble of just by myself. Like, I need it. So I am excited about this vacation. I don't know. I'm just allowing whatever may come. I'm not overstressing it anymore. I had a weird conversation yesterday that I took on that energy that's probably still, like, resident in me. But other than that, like, everything's well. I don't think I, like, said positive things. I had a beautiful conversation last week with a colleague of mine, and where we're moving into this nonprofit is really beautiful. I got a raise.
Hey.
And a new title, which is fine and beautiful, because the other title didn't do anything. I wasn't living up to the title. And I think I'm going back into like a lot of my old habits that I had, which was trading, working out, and protecting my energy. I just need to protect my energy.
I feel you.
So, kisa munyo abdi?
On the streets, konzi munyo. We talked about how this month is Haitian Heritage Month.
Burr, 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 burr.
Sac passé. This is very cliche, not boule, but... I mean, that's like the common saying that everyone knows, right? Sac passé, not boule. If you go back to our very first episode, we do give kind of like an origin story, history.
Yeah, of why our family moved. Transplant?
I think immigrated.
Immigrated? I like transplant better. Transplanted from Haiti to the States.
Right, and how we're going to transplant from the States too. We're not sure yet. Tune in when we find out.
No, did you know, this is probably Konji Munyo, but I have to do more research, that the current president of Haiti is in talks with the person in charge. I don't know if he's president or
of what?
China. So there's a lot of movements now that China is going towards Haiti and putting more of their paws into the resources of Haiti.
They're still trying to get that president out of office, I believe, is the issue.
Yeah, I know that people have been marching the streets for months now.
Yeah, it's super dangerous over there. We're sending our prayers and positive energy to our family there, our friends there, and just the country. I hope that when I'm my mother's age, I can go there and enjoy it. I just want it to still be there and be safe. So, kind of just, I don't know, think of something fun to do for Haitian Heritage Month. Maybe, you know, Sunday, get some soup jumu.
Oh,
maybe make some lakasan.
We should do like a Haitian thing.
Yeah, see, I don't have the energy to do it, but I'm totally down. Maybe some pate. We should get some pate when we go up.
Be like, hey, people, bring your flags, Haitian flags, if you have.
Oh, yeah, we should. You want to send that out now?
Yeah, Julian just messaged.
You put the Haitian flag thing up there?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the last. Christy's next group, next cousin's message.
Oh, yeah, Japan. Japan, y'all. That's where it's at in 2022, although we're not sure. It's also Mental Health Awareness Month, which is going to be our topic, but just wanted to put that out there because they are talking about it on the streets. The other thing that is also happening is that this week our governor, not our governor, but Florida's governor, decided to remove the mask mandate.
You want me to tell you a Florida story that I did?
Let's go.
Because it's mask mandate. So, you know how it was pouring yesterday on Thursday? It was pouring. I don't know if it was pouring.
It was in isolated areas. I missed it. I managed to go somewhere, come back. It was rain on the floor, but I never got like full on rain. It was magic.
I was in around Sunset Place and I was there. And I was going into a store. And because it was raining, I was talking on the phone. I had an umbrella. I parked like illegally and I just needed to get the item to go back to my car. So all of that, I forgot to bring my mask. So I went and I like looked. I was like, oh, is this one of the stores that's wearing masks? And I was like, oh, bring a mask. So I'm like about to go out. And the guy's like, no, come in. And I'm like, I walk into the store. And I'm like, this is so weird.
Was there anyone else there?
It was just, at first, it was just the workers.
Okay.
And they're like, it's fine. They're like, we're double mask. We're fine. We're all this. And I'm just like, this is so weird. And I'm just like going and getting the things done.
Yeah, like finishing your thing.
And then somebody else walks in and they're like, it's great. It's fine. And I'm sitting here like,
what place was that? Because I'm not going.
I was just like, he's like, yeah, you don't have to wear a mask if you don't want to. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. And I looked at him. I was like, this is weird. He's like, yeah, I know. It's weird for me too.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was my experience yesterday with this new mandate that's taking place.
Similar experience, but I don't think anyone tried not to wear their mask. They were just wearing their mask incorrectly.
Well, that's always been like that, the case.
Yeah, I went to get my nails done for the first time in a year and a half, and everyone had their stuff masked up, had the screens.
The people that work there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the people that were already there getting their nails done, somehow this lady decided to take her mask all the way down so she can talk to this man doing her nails. And then this other lady came through and was not trying to wash her hands because she said she was just getting her feet done. And we're like, that's great. Go wash your hands. That's always been a thing. Wash your hand. That's not a new thing. Jesus. But, hey, this is the world we live in.
Welcome to Florida. So if you want to visit Florida, by all
means. Do not. We are not inviting people. There's already too many people down here. This kind of segues into our next topic, that the Governor's Ball will be happening in September in New York. But what was the one that we mentioned, Rolling Loud? We mentioned it already.
It's in Miami.
Yeah, it's coming up in July. So, no mask mandate. July, Rolling Loud in Miami Gardens.
I told you, this is the reason why I'm not going to be in Miami.
I hear you, but the no mask mandate makes it like, okay, now for sure it's going to be a super spreader. I'm just
like, for at least a week. We need
to get like an Airbnb somewhere,
like for the whole family.
Yeah, man. Yeah, everyone and their mom is going to be at Governor's Ball. I guess this is like to make up for all the touring that they weren't able to do. I wonder how big it's going to be.
Really?
I wonder. No, Governor's Ball. Either or. Let's talk about them all.
Where's the Governor's Ball going to be? I think in New York.
In New York, it's in September, I believe. So I'm trying to figure out, are there, or is it going to be the same as like all the other festivals?
No.
You don't think so?
Governor's Ball, you know what? I'm thinking the Governor's Ball is for like the governor and not an people? Actual music festival.
Okay.
You keep saying it, and that's all I kept saying.
Let me show you something.
And now I'm realizing you're saying it's a festival. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like in Florida at all. Because New York is just finally, I think I heard New York is finally opening up, I think next week.
Yeah. I believe so.
And my friend went back and she's like, it's a completely different world.
That'd be cool to like maybe get her on and have her talk about how New York is.
Well, she's now in LA.
For a while?
For a month.
That's fun.
I know. I'm going to try to visit her for like a few days just because why not? It's LA. I've never been. I've never been to the West Coast.
I love LA.
I know you love LA. You've been there twice, right? Or just once?
Twice. moving on. This is like what I'm talking about. Natasha Rothwell, who is a writer and an actress on Insecure. She's been on other things, but well known for her role on Insecure as it's not Natasha. Well, her character is hilarious. I can't believe I don't know her name. Probably because they don't make her a main character, yeah, and she needs a spin-off. Like, Insecure ends this season. I hope they do, like, a spin-off, because...
Kelly.
She's hilarious.
And a lot of the things, when you watch it, I watched the, I was listening to the After Show podcast with, Hey Friend Hey and Crystal
Dean.
And they always talk, because I'm always wondering the same, too, like, is Natasha just doing off-the-cuff, like, comedy acting? Because some
or
of the things...
Or if it's written.
Written. But the one thing that I always got from her is the growth.
It's called growth.
It's called growth. And then that she uses her fingers to, like, come up like a plant.
Yeah. Growth.
Oh, she's such a brilliant... She's a brilliant mind. I'm really excited to see her expansion, her writing.
Oh, wait. I don't know if I mentioned. She got a multi-year deal with ABC Signature, meaning she's going to be...
Writing.
Yeah.
And I'm there for it.
Yeah.
Because if it's her and she gets beautiful act, hope we'll see. We'll see what it looks like.
Yeah. I think it'll be good because she's pretty good.
She is good, but you know, it's other people that right, have to portray her writing. So that's where, it's not her. If it was her, sure, amazing.
At least we'll get more content.
That's I don't know like, if she's going to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's like more inclusive because I find it hard to, I don't watch that much TV anymore. And when I do, it's literally like, okay, is this relevant to me? Like, how is this relevant to me? I don't watch, like, I used to watch the Kardashians. Irrelevant to me.
Oh, I can't. I think I watched
it. It's been years.
I think recently I was like, oh, it's on. Let me, 2 minutes in, I was just like, no.
It's like.
And it's the old episodes. It's like the old episodes that we used to watch. And I'm like, no.
I think I just needed to understand what this was. And why everyone was so obsessed. And then, like, then I was like, okay, yeah, I've had enough. I'm good.
I compare it to in a lot of the shows that I'm rewatching, because I rewatched Gossip Girl. And it was funny because just, like, in that time frame, how everything was just, like, in season, right? Whatever's in season during that time frame is what these shows, like, placed on. So even with these popular shows, it's always like whatever's in season that's taking place.
Right.
But it's just, yeah, it's fascinating. And it's irrelevant no more. But there are some unpopular opinions of certain creators of color, BIPOC people. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning how to use that word or that anagram. No.
Acronym?
Thank you. Acronym. Properly. I'm not going to say it here on mics. Mm-hmm. But I would love to have this unpopular opinion conversation with the cousins. Because I'm just, like, I have certain BIPOC creators that I'm just like, why? This is not for us. This is, like, it's supposed to be for us, but like it's them. Really in terms for white people.
Like the show Them on Amazon Prime? We'll leave it at that. So, next on the list is J. Cole is dropping an album. Everyone's been itching about it. They've been talking about it. They've been speculating about it. Their third eye has been twitching. Chakras are.
Did you hear? I can brush past J. Cole. Cool, great, yes. I'm excited. I'm interested to hearing it. Sure.
Yes. But did I hear what?
Big Sean, because he's just so fine. That man is just a beautiful man.
Since when were you obsessed with Big Sean like this?
I always thought he was a beautiful man. Twerk to his music all the time in my bedroom. And the way he talks to me when I twerk is just really great. But no, it's really cute. Him and his mom on Mother's Day, he's allowing his mom to use his platform to have conversation of like holistic health. And so I thought that was really, really cute. And just like, you know, plug that in if you want more holistic health. Because she, in his last album, he talks about how the doctors couldn't help me, saying I have a heart condition. But my mom took me to some doctors and my mom gave me some things. And she healed me from the heart condition that they told me I was going to have for the rest of my life.
Right. I actually tuned into like one of their sessions. It was like an 8-minute IG thing. Mm-hmm. And it's really just like, it's, like, really good basic strategies, and, you know, it comes from a mom, so it's, like, a little bit easier to...
Like, homie. Like,
yeah. And it's cute, and it's his mom, so I think that's really cute, and I think hopefully it reaches an audience that can appreciate
the information. Go back to Mama, Haitian Mama Remedies, if that's the case.
Ugh. And then, I just wanted to mention this because this family... I mean, it'll roll into the whole family, but Will Smith posted his quarantine body and he was like, this is the worst shape I've ever been in. And everyone was like, oh my God, my body too. Look at me. Then the next day he's like, bet, I'm going to do a workout series and it's going to be on YouTube. Marketing. On point. Then, you know, he had people post their stuff like, you want to join this journey? Show me your stance. Genius marketing. They are there. 100%. Willow, we already talked about her coming out with her alternative
album. I'm so excited for her Afropunk album, whatever it may be. I'm just putting it as Afropunk.
She's probably going to be at Afropunk. She's probably going to be there.
She might be like the main. No, I don't think she'd be the main.
I mean,
not like the
headliner.
Yeah. She might be before.
Nah, she'll have a stage. She just came out. But you never know.
Well, she's been performing for a while, so it's not that it's going to be a bad performance, but we'll see.
Yeah.
If she does it in Johannesburg, that would be fun.
Are you going? Mm-hmm. Your face. Mm-hmm. You're cute. So, in honor of Haitian Heritage Month, I was just going through my feed, and I saw this beautiful woman who just so happens to be Haitian American, poet, and she writes about her life experience, and it kind of brings the Haitian American immigration identity into writing, into art. So I want to read maybe one of her poems. It's called Victor. And it goes a little something like this. It's by the victors. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. From the beginning, we have only known of our people, our past through what has been written. Who were we to question what we've been told? Generations before us had too believed the written word. Yet our idleness grew weary. Our thirst for truth intensified and could not be quenched. We knew there was more to be uncovered beneath the bylines of the authors who claimed to know our heritage. Over time, we learned that some of their pens were tainted with the ink of bitterness that would never sweeten. Were we fools to have been misled by their prose for so long? Suppose our history was not composed by those who caused our woes. What more could we have known? Spoken word, y'all. Spoken word.
What is the artist's name again?
The artist's name, excuse me, is Laura Hippolyte. At LCH.
Hippolyta.
Hippolyte.
So she has blue hair too?
She could on her spare time, but not here. Yeah, we actually reached out to her and we hope she hears this podcast. But I'm going to order her book. It's on my list of books to order. And it's kind of, I've never really been into poetry. So this one kind of spoke to me different because I could relate, and it was written in a way that I feel most people could understand and digest. So essentially, by the victors, if I break it down without my English teacher telling me that's not it.
Your white male teacher.
Mm-hmm. He was white and male. Basically, it's saying that the people who wrote our history were, they wrote what they knew. If we wrote our own history, what more could we have known? So that's like literally just a 2-3 sentence summarization synopsis. But essentially it's like colonization comes in and wipes out what
the history.
Identity. Yeah. Yes, the identity of the
people that was there.
Exactly. And then they write what they want to write.
Like the Tainos. Had no about the no idea no about idea. Tainos until that comedy special. It's a Hispanic man. If I tell you his name and you see him, you'll know who I'm talking mm-hmm. about. But it's a history of Hispanic heritage or something like that. And basically, like, in all aspects of, like, Hispaniola, the Caribbean, and all that, that's where all the Tainos were. They wiped out, colonization wiped out a whole race of people. Or raped and pillaged, because, like, that's basically what the Hispanic culture is. Because it's not really a culture itself, but it's not saying a culture, but of the people, it's based off of Tainos. And that's a lot of historical facts of why people don't want to talk about it. But that's another conversation, and we can, you know, get into our meat and bones. Yeah, that sounds nasty.
The main course.
Which is mental health. So
mental health.
Tell me about your mental health journey.
Well, as you guys know, this month is mental health awareness, and it's been since, would you say 1940s and 1960s?
I think it was in the 1940s we found out that this was a thing.
And actually, when preparing for this podcast, I was just like, isn't it ironic that Mental Health Month and Haitian Heritage Month fall within the same month? Because they don't necessarily, mental health is not necessarily accepted within the Haitian culture. So I'm going to speak just about my journey, which I have in the past, but it's a new month. I've been in therapy since college, which has been since 2010. Since 2010. And it has done wonders for me. I feel like it's as if I'm learning how to reparent myself.
A word.
This is true. Because our parents were given
those
tools mm-hmm. that were available to them. So imagine growing up in a country where there's civil unrest, political unrest, economy is not.
Towards the end of, it wasn't, that wasn't the whole, their whole life. That was like towards their teenage lives.
I mean, the Haiti economy has always been stable.
It was. My mom talks about the beauty of Haiti.
Oh, not that it's not beautiful.
No, like how they, when they, if you look at the history that I did, if you look at the certain time frames where they restructured the roads and stuff like that, it was like that cobblestone roads. But, you know, you have to maintain cobblestone roads. And so after a while, and, like, later on in their teenage, like, early 20s adult life, that's when the complete, destruction of their home, of their country took place.
Yes. So just maybe not their whole lives, but, you know, fine, you're living a beautiful life, you have your extracurriculars, you go to school, you're a kid, and then you're just dealing with all the changes of your country, the government, and how it affects your life and your family. Then now you have decisions to make. What am I going to do for my family? What is my future going to look like? U.S. Cool, let's do that. Come to the U.S. Well, this is different. My mom talks about her experience. The first state she visited was New Mexico. And she was saying how everything was just dirt. And there were cowboys. And how the accent, she did not understand the accent. And she was just like, oh, Lord. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. So just hearing her story and how the amount of resilience, adversity. There we go. The amount of adversity that our people have had to overcome to just have a chance at quote unquote a normal life, definitely has an effect on your mental health, and that is carried on into your body and whatever has contact with you. So you're birthing children, and that's all just now within your child. Then you're using the tools that you learned from your country, your family, from those ideals in this new country, and you're giving them all the tools, but it's still not enough. It's still not enough because things are different. So I use therapy to kind of reparent and give me the tools to succeed in this society. Granted, I had a good foundation. So it was kind of just like, I don't know where that point was going. But what I'm trying to say is that even if you don't have a story like ours, there's always something that can be revisited, talked about. There's always something that can be done just a little bit better, a little bit. It just kind of makes your life easier, gives you someone to talk to and work through your problems. And it's not someone telling you what to do. It's someone listening to your thoughts and helping you decipher through all of this. I have a bad habit of overthinking everything. So what therapy has taught me to do is to listen to your intuition, you know, plan to a certain degree, and kind of to live through the fear. Live through the fear. What about you, Lisa?
I have done therapy for quite some time. I don't think we really talk about this. Maybe we did in our therapy episode, which we have to reference back. But I've done therapy for a while. It has to be over like 10 years now. Maybe even more. And my experiences with it first, before even getting to like the meat and bones of like finding that perfect therapist, is going in yourself is finding that perfect therapist. So I've had like two persons, not of color, talk to me. One tell me, and I felt really uncomfortable, that I need to be put on pills. And the other one drop me because I mixed up the time and the date and was just like, you're not fit, you're not ready to see. Oh, that one broke. I remember that one broke me. Mm-hmm. I remember crying like tremendously. So then finally finding these last two amazing therapists that I've had, one was a student therapist at Barry University, and she was a woman, and she was Haitian American. And then the current one that I have, which I found out she's from California, and I'm like, oh. She is also Haitian American, and she, in the past 6 to 8 months, she's a holistic therapist. And finding that for me personally has been just a magical experience, because it's really guided and helped me become releasing a lot of the things, which I'm still, to this day, I'm still working on, and there's still a lot of triggers and things in my body. But I think for me, learning how talk therapy has worked for me, now I want to do nervous system therapy and more sound therapies. I have a singing bowl, but I don't, because there's a lot of people in my house currently, I just, out of respect for everybody, because I want to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and use my singing bowl, but you know, that's not, you can't do that. So I'm going to do that on the beach around, away from a lot of people. So I just want to use all of the tools that are out there to be able to like just come back to my whole self, really, like Soraya said earlier, reparent myself, because I do have kids in my house. And what kids teach you is to be really soft with them, because they don't understand, especially the young one. I remember in the beginning when he first got back, he would just like look at me and I would tell him something and he would just be like, I don't understand. Like, he'll just give me a face. Like, I'm like, man, it must be really hard to be a human being, like looking at this young child's mm-hmm. face. But just giving moments of just allowing these children to be children, and also allowing yourself to be childlike, because no matter what, even though we're adults, we always have like just childlike and that joy that's already embedded in us.
Right. I think a lot of ourselves get lost while we're young due to our parents and adults around us who are responsible for our health and safety and happiness. Through projection, they project their own fears and their own wants and ideals onto their kids or their whoever they feel responsible for. And it really limits and restricts that person's soul, their spirit, their identity, their personality. And that's still inside of you, but it's suppressed. So for me, that caused me so much anxiety because I didn't know how to express myself. I learned how to suppress things, but I didn't learn how to express myself in the way that I felt comfortable. So as you were saying, like being around the kids and seeing them being parented and stuff, and I was like, oh man, I can see how therapy can benefit them at this age and can...
You know, system and things like that, yeah.
Yeah, like so that they have a space where they can just be themselves, talk out whatever it is they want without anyone projecting anything on them besides if you're not hurting or harming yourself or anyone else, it should be fine. You should be able to carry it through.
And then also I think by us finding ways to let go of the, because it's like right now we're adults, so there's no longer that space where we blame the adults, our caretakers. We now move into the space of just like allowing to live in the, like be in the drama, know the trauma exists, and like finally let going of the trauma. When I say nervous system, is like now I'm like, I want my body to let go of it, because it's what therapy has taught me personally is, when you're having a conversation with somebody and you're not being present in the moment and you're having a reaction from an old conversation that might have taken place in your childhood or might have taken place a few years ago or even like last week. And so really learning to be present in the moment and really taking that time. And so having that space of really letting go of those traumas, you're no longer repeating that same cycle. And child, am I learning that lesson every single day of my life with mm-hmm. hard conversations, annoying conversations. And I just for me right now, the space that I'm in, I want to stop having conversations. Like, I know I'm, like, still in the portion of healing. I just...
You can take a break.
Don't want to hear anybody else's opinion. Like, I don't want to hear, oh, like, you're not growing, you still need to grow more. I'm so fucking tired of that shit. So I just, yeah, I'm honored. And I know that, like, as life goes on, we're always learning, we're always students and stuff like that. And there might be certain skills that we may have that may be more developed than other skills that you may have. But I just am learning to be okay with being a student in this life.
Yeah. For us, this episode is a little bit heavier than most, just because therapy can sometimes be a lot of mental heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. And it's exhausting, especially when you're working through something so deep, so deeply suppressed that you didn't even know it was a thing. But it's once you work through it and you get through the storm or whatever it is, it allows you to have a sense of lightness and relief. So there's always a goal in going. Some people don't necessarily need or want to go very often, and I think as long as I believe it should be part of your annual checkups, whether it's every week, bi-weekly, monthly,
once a month, every quarter.
Yes, I see my therapist more than I see any other doctor of mine, and mental health ultimately has an effect on your overall health. Mm. So I think it starts with the brain. Everything starts with the brain. As a kid, all you really have is your brain development. And
your body.
Essentially, yeah, will develop everything else. So I feel like we need to recenter and refocus our priorities and really understand, like, there's so much more to this human experience besides this physical life. A lot of mental thoughts and feelings and emotions and just everything happens here first before it even becomes an action. So I feel like that should be taught within the first years of a school and really emphasized. And if I have a child, or I'm responsible, or I'm a caretaker of someone, this is a priority for me, because I feel like that's what I needed as a kid. So.
Magic.
Magic. Yeah. If that's it, y'all.
If that's it.